The House in the Forest, written by Tony Walker, read by Tony Walker.
"It's all my fault. I'm sorry," said Rebecca. She smiled, but no one found the situation funny. Not even her, really. The rain streamed over the windscreen of the now stationary car. "No, don't worry," said Gavin. They just met when he stopped to pick her up on the road out of town. He seemed a nice guy. She wasn't scared to get in the car. She wasn't scared of him now, even out there, even at that time of night. He had an honest, kind face, and his 13-year-old daughter was sitting in the front seat. Hitchhiking was scary, but she decided to take a chance. Rebecca was a wild child. She always did the risky thing, took chances others shied away from, and they always paid off, at least so far. And why should that change? So there she had been. It was getting late, weather breaking bad out on the edge of town. Thumb out. Lots of cars went by, but then her guardian angel smiled on her. She touched a silver bracelet for luck, and Gavin and Emma stopped. Lucky Rebecca, just like always. She ran to catch up as they pulled in down the road, her blonde hair and her face that she brushed out of the way. She got into the back seat, a brief introduction. Gavin and his daughter Emma were on their way home after he'd taken her to a dancing competition. Rebecca told them where she wanted to go, and Gavin agreed to take her. She knew it was out of his way, but he'd taken pity on her. Rebecca thanked him, and she meant it. She'd have been really stuck without their help. That was hours before. Now they were all stuck in the middle of nowhere. "I don't like it here," said the girl Emma, looking through the misting windows. "The spark plugs have got damp," said Gavin. "It's a known problem with these Fords. In bad weather, the moisture runs down and collects in the plugs." Rebecca's normal optimism started to drain away. The engine began misfiring about 5 miles back. It became more noticeable as they went on, and Gavin began to curse as the vehicle bucked and jerked and then stopped. Now they were broken down. It was just the worst place. They were driving through the national park and entered the huge forest about 20 minutes previously. Mile after mile of trees and no end in sight to the dark rain-soaked rows on either side of the road, like black-clad guards. Now stopped, through the streaked windows, Rebecca saw dark trees crowding on both sides of the two-lane highway. They seemed even more threatening. There was precious little traffic on the road either. It was late and the weather was awful, so chances of a rescue were slim. Rebecca thought she should have stayed in town, but she had little money to spare for a room and she wanted to get home to her mother. She was already delayed and Christmas was in 3 days. "Look, I'll walk to the nearest garage," said Gavin. "No, Dad, I don't want to," shouted Emma in a voice that was a cross between a scared little girl and a petulant teenager. Gavin turned and smiled at her. "I didn't mean you." He ruffled her hair, which she hated now she was bigger. Emma was slight for her age. She had that unfortunate carrot-coloured curly hair, not the Titian or auburn colour beloved of the pre-Raphaelite painters, nor even the copper red that kids hate but grown women covet. Pure carrot red. "I don't want you to go either," she said. "Well, we can't sit here all night," said Gavin. "We'll freeze to death." "I'll look after her," said Rebecca. Gavin turned and smiled. Rebecca was pretty and blonde. She told him she was studying drama and English at university and heading home for Christmas. She hadn't told him that she was later than she'd wanted to be because she couldn't tear herself away from Marco, her Italian boyfriend, who was staying over the holidays and whom she suspected would be up to no good once her back was turned. He saw her strong, straight blonde hair was damp. He took in her blue eyes with a corona of gold around the pupil like a spring flower. She had the figure that turned heads at 100 paces. She had a figure that turned heads at 100 paces. But Gavin was too much of a gentleman to be anything other than gentlemanly with her. But Gavin was too much of a gentleman to be anything other than gentlemanly with her. Besides, he was taking his daughter back to his beautiful wife, who did have her pre-Raphaelite dresses. If he could do someone a favour on a cold winter's night, he figured why not. So there they were in a stalled car on an empty road that cut its lonely furrow for mile after mile through a dense forest. The dark, weather-beaten trees covered the mountains and ran away on all sides for lonely miles through uninhabited glens. Gavin clicked the car door open and the weather howled in, the staccato drumming of the drizzle, the damp pine smell of the forest. "Daddy, no," said Emma. "How far is it, Gavin?" said Rebecca. Emma's whining voice had made her nervy. She twisted the silver bracelet on her wrist that her father had given her. It was his last gift before he died. "From the road map, there's a hamlet and a garage in about 5 miles." "It's a long way. On a night like this, it is."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?